Thank you for calling customer service. This is Brandon, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
On the 18th, or just a minute. Yeah, on the 18th of February, I was charged $85.90 on my credit card for beautifying lotion or something. I didn't order it.
Okay, can I get your first name and last name?
Luella Bostick.
Can you verify your shipping address?
My address is 4120 Southwest 8th Street, Gresham, Oregon, 97030.
Okay, and were you transferred? Were you just on the phone with someone?
Yes.
Okay. I see that you ordered that keto and cleanse on the 2nd of February. You paid $4.95 and $5.95.
Yeah, I ordered that. I didn't order any beauty lotion.
No, ma'am, you're not paying for beauty lotion. You're paying the full price for those keto and cleanse. If you don't call, you'll be billed the full price, and you will receive more keto and more cleanse every month.
Okay. That is a scam. That is a scam.
Well, everything was explained in the terms and conditions.
It didn't say that you would be charged for beauty lotion.
No, ma'am, you're not being charged for beauty lotion, ma'am. You're being charged for keto weight loss supplements.
I didn't order. I ordered a sample.
And you didn't call within your 14-day trial period.
It never said I had to cancel.
Yes, and the terms and conditions does.
I'll call my credit card company. They will remove it.
Well, your credit card company, you can call them, but they won't remove it because they will call us, and we will let them know that you did place the order and you didn't call back. And we will give them the terms and conditions that you agreed to, and they won't refund you.
We'll see.
Now, what I can do for you as a courtesy, I can get you a 35% refund on your latest two charges.
We'll see. Thank you.
Okay, would you like me to issue that refund?
I'm not dealing that kind of a deal. I'm not paying for something I didn't get. And it's a scam. You get people's credit card numbers. I haven't received anything for you excepting those two products.
It says that your new shipment was delivered. It says that your new shipment was delivered on yesterday, ma'am.
Well, it didn't come, and I don't want it. So take me off your friggin' list.
Okay, well, I can put my employee discount on top of it and get you a 50% refund.
I don't think so. I think I will turn it over to the Attorney General, whoever handles that stuff here. I'll make the inquiry and get it taken care of.
Okay, ma'am.
Because you're doing business in Oregon. You're not doing business in California now.
Where our company is located in California, so it's still California laws. And what I can
and
do for you...
also, I don't want any more, so take me off your list.
Okay, you're canceled, ma'am. You're not receiving any more, and I can get you your full refund.
Okay, I appreciate a full refund.
And it will show in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right, anything else I can do for you?
No, that's all.
All right, have a good day. Thank you for calling customer service.
Are you handling both of those?
Mm-hmm.
You're handling the bright rosy tone thing?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, I have another thing on the 2nd of March that is out of California. Is that you also?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Thank you for calling customer service.